AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There are protests in the streets of Chicago after the release of a dash cam video that shows a white police officer shooting a black teen 16 times. Tuesday, Officer Jason Van Dyke was charged with first-degree murder in the case that dates back to October of last year. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy.
People have a right to be angry. People have a right to protest. People have a right to free speech. But they do not have a right to commit criminal acts.
Meantime, in Minneapolis, a white man has been arrested in connection with reports of shots being fired Monday night. This protester says he and others are ready to take matters into their own hands if necessary to protect each other.
We want the community to come out here and know that we will ensure the safety. We here, we ain't scared of no white supremacists. We ain't scared of no domestic terrorists. We ain't scared of none of them.
Meantime, prosecutors say it will be up to a grand jury to decide whether to bring charges against the officers involved in Jamar Clark's death almost 2 weeks ago. A show of solidarity at the White House in the fight against terrorists between President Obama and French President François Hollande.
With Hollande at his side, the president declared a united world will vanquish what he called this scourge.
It cannot be tolerated. It must be destroyed, and we must do it together.
We therefore decided, President Obama and myself, to scale up our strikes both in Syria and in Iraq.
But in this global effort, Obama says Russia's an outlier.
Russia right now is a coalition of two.
He says only Russia and Iran back Syria's Bashar Assad, and the militants won't be crushed till those countries abandon a regime whose brutality helped create the Islamic State group in the first place. Mark Smith at the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says it's a stab in the back. Turkey has shot down a Russian warplane that it says ignored repeated warnings and crossed into its airspace from Syria. At least one of the pilots on board was killed. This is AP Radio News. While the debate continues in the U.S. over whether to allow Syrian refugees into the country without additional screening, Canada is moving ahead with its plans. The head of the Canadian Immigration Service says a total of 25,000 refugees will be allowed into that country by the end of February.
We have concluded that in order to do it right and in order to give a welcome that includes not just a smile, but also the roof under their head and everything else that they need, it is better. To take that additional time, and so that is what we are doing.
The Obama administration wants to bring 10,000 refugees to the United States over the next year. 17 Americans who have made contributions to the country in a variety of ways have been honored by President Obama. He presented them with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award. Among them were filmmaker Steven Spielberg, singer James Taylor, violinist Isaac Perlman, actress Barbara Streisand, as well as baseball greats Willie Mays and Yogi Berra. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.